School Basketball on 92.7 The Van, presented in part by Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital, OK Tire Stores, Sales Heating and Cooling, Central Park Law, and Glenda's Lakewood Flowers, and also presented by Van Wieren Hardware, Home Heating and Air Conditioning, Z-Bart, Russ's Restaurants, and Googs Pub and Grub. Now let's head courtside for Saugatuck High School Basketball on 92.7 The Van.
Good evening, basketball fans, and welcome to Saugatuck High School, where the Trailblazers are getting ready to take on the Black River Rats here at Saugatuck High. We got a special night for you. Not only is it Friday night basketball, but it's Title IX night. And in honor of that, the boys program will be tipping off here in just a few minutes with the girls program following up a little bit later in the evening. So doubleheader here between Black River and Saugatuck. Let's get it kicked off with the boys. Saugatuck 6-3 overall, 3-1 in Southwestern Athletic Conference Central play. Black River, on the other hand, 3-6, 2-2, formerly of the Alliance League, but now in the Southwestern Athletic Conference. The last time these two teams played off, it was here at Saugatuck, and the Trailblazers got the best of the River Rats, 60-25, and are going to be looking for more tonight. While Black River is going to try to spoil the evening here at Saugatuck High, we're going to have a packed house. The band is here. It's going to be a great time. Let's hear about both teams in just a second. It's Trailblazer basketball on the Lake Shores, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Hi, Bob. Come on in.
Thanks, Ted. Whoa! When you invited me over to watch the hockey game, I didn't realize the game was actually in the living room.
Well, our furnace isn't working, and it's so cold in here, the floor's froze over. Hey, high checking, Tommy. You're in the penalty box.
We don't have a penalty box, Dad.
You're in the closet. 2 minutes. Oh, man, they got a power play going.
Hey, Ted, really kind of clever how you've got the couch set up as a goal, but you really ought to call George.
George? What position does he play?
George Dahlman at Home Heating and Air Conditioning. Ted, he'll get you a new Carrier furnace.
Hi, this is George Dahlman from Home Heating and Air Conditioning. Call us at 392-8461 for a free estimate on a new Carrier furnace. Turn to the experts. We've been in the business for 78 years. Home Heating and Air Conditioning, 791 South Washington in Holland. 392-8461.
Safety is no little matter, and with a garage door, it can actually be quite a large hazard. When your garage door starts acting up, call Compound Door at 616-392-1155. It's an easy call for peace of mind. Compound Door will inspect and service your garage door to keep it working properly so your family is safer. Compound Door has been servicing all of West Michigan since 1955. They keep you out of the weather. Visit compounddoor.com or call 616-392-1155.
Saugatuck Public Schools.
Hi, this is Phyllis Eif. I'm the director of the Saugatuck Inner Urban. My station is 92.7 The Van.
And we're back with the Saugatuck Trailblazer pregame show. The Black River Rats, as I said, 3-6 on the year. Excuse me, Saugatuck is 6-3. Black River doing a much better this year. In Darian Denham's first season as head coach last year in the Alliance League, they were 0-8 in conference play and 1-20 overall. Their only victory coming against West Michigan Lutheran, but they have improved significantly this year and are 3-6. As I've said, they score 47 points a game offensively and give up 58 points a game on the defensive side of the basketball. It's been an up-and-down year for them. They lost against Allegan before beating Martin, before dropping a couple against Constantine and Delton Kellogg, before beating a close game against Wellspring Prep in Grand Rapids, before losing to Galesburg Augusta and in overtime to Bangor. But they followed that up with a victory over Goebbels and most recently a loss against South Haven. And now we are here. As I said, they lost by 35 the last time they played the Trailblazers. They have a senior-laden roster here, 5 seniors and 7 juniors, so a lot of experience for Black River. And we're going to take one more break. Well, excuse me, two more breaks as we hear about the Trailblazers and then bring you the start of the game on Title IX night here on the Lakeshores, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
At Saugatuck Public Schools,
we lead,
we explore,
and we learn
together.
And while we're forging our own paths,
we move forward as one.
In the classroom,
on the field,
on stage,
and in our community,
we give everything we have.
Because together,
we are Trailblazers.
And Trailblazers lead the way.
To learn more about how we lead the way,
visit SaugatuckPublicSchools.com. That's SaugatuckPublicSchools.com.
Flowers express what words cannot. Express what your heart is saying with help from Glenda's Lakewood Flowers. There's a lot of emotion in flowers, and the experts at Glenda's can help you create something very personal for any occasion. It's not just another bouquet of flowers. Create an arrangement that conveys the emotions you feel. Have something in mind? At Glenda's, you can create your own personal arrangements. Visit LakewoodFlowersHolland.com or call 994-6444 and start showing how you feel with flowers. Visit LakewoodFlowersHolland.com.
At Saugatuck Public Schools,
we lead,
we explore,
and we learn
together.
And while we're forging our own paths,
we move forward as
one. From the Elkhart Automotive Studios, this is your home for the Lakeshore's Wake Up Call with Brent Allen.
Woo, baby!
92.7 The Van, WYVN Saugatuck Holland.
And we're back pregame for the Trailblazers. They're 6-3 on the year. Lost a tight one to Bridgman in overtime before ripping off three in a row and have won three out of their past five. Their next one is upcoming against Hartford on the road, but they're focused on this one. They are scoring 48 points a game on the offensive side of the basketball and giving up defensively 41 points a game. So big improvement there, and head coach Brian Ward's fifth season at the helm. Definitely his best one overall. They had eight wins all last year and went 42-52 as opposed to flipping those numbers basically this time around as they were fifth in Southwestern Athletic Conference play. We're hustling a little bit here as we had some technical difficulties to start, so we're going to shoot it back for the messages to get you the national anthem and starting lineups. As we get this one underway, it's Trailblazer basketball on the Lakeshores, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Hi, this is Jack Godfrey.
And I'm Kerry Cooley. Join us weekday mornings for Money Matters Minute on the Lakeshore's Wake Up Call with Brent Allen. Brought to you by Cooley Godfrey Investment Group right here on 92.7 The Van.
Josiah Thomas. At guard, number 14, senior, Atiyah.
Miller. The Trailblazers head coach, Ryan Moore, assisted by Reese Sheffield.
And there you have it, folks. The national anthem and the starting lineups. The Trailblazers and the River Rats getting after it tonight. Carter Miller set to tip off against Aaron Summit. And Summit gets the best of him. And it ends up with Black River in the hands of Josiah Thomas. As the River Rats on the road wear their green uniforms with white down the side. And the first pass is picked off by Russ Vanderpool. He cannot finish on the other end, but he gets his own rebound and picks up a foul in the meantime. That foul is on Josiah Thomas, the first one of the game for any squad. As Saugatuck inbounds here, they're going left to right across your radio dial and tablets. As we're early on in the first quarter here at Saugatuck, the girls' game coming up after this one as Vanderpool lights the candle for three. Off the mark, and it's a scrum for the rebound. It ends up being a jump ball. It's going to stay Saugatuck basketball as the original tip was won by Black River just a few moments ago. So underneath the basket, Will Ayers inbounding to Carter Miller on the near side. He's guarded by Thomas. Swung out top for Vanderpool. Back to Miller. Gets bumped by Kai Norman on defense. Leaves it off for Ayers. One dribble. Floater in the lane is good from Will Ayers. And the Trailblazers are on the board first. They come out in the 1-3-1 three-quarter court pressure with Matt Hartrink at the top of it. And it's picked off again, this time by Will Ayers. Two possessions, two turnovers for Black River. The student section is full down at the end. So is the band as a backdoor cut for Ayers results in a foul. Nice pass from Carter Miller. He dribbled near side on the wing. Ayers hit the back door, got the pass. And Aaron Summit gets the blocking foul. The second one on Black River. Going to the line is Will Ayers, as I was saying. Running out of real estate, not only in the parking lot, but in the arena if you want a seat tonight, as Ayers rims out the first. Because the student section's full, the band is full, and there's a pretty healthy crowd to start. So you do end up getting stuck outside, getting to listen from there. We understand. Ayers splits the pair, and it's 3-0. Matt Hartering steals the pass, tries to throw it off Norman. Great hustle by Russ Vanderpool to come all the way from the half-court line down to the near baseline, dive on the basketball, and it's going to be a jump ball that's going to go the way of Black River. But we're going to get a timeout as Saugatuck is fired up and coming out hot here on Title IX night. The teams wore warm-ups for that, and the girls program is in the stands watching at the moment, getting ready for their game. Coming up after this, and it's a full timeout from Black River as they've had, we'll call it, three possessions and almost three turnovers. Really, it's been two possessions, two turnovers, and this timeout. So, first-year coach Darian Denham wants to stem the tide while he's still got an opportunity to do so. Saugatuck got out to a huge lead in this game last year and never looked back. And head coach Brian Ward would like nothing more than to do the same. Remember, folks, we've always said sportsmanship is the golden rule in action. Why should it stop when the game's over? Now more than ever, we need to respect each other, treat each other with common decency, not only between the lines, but outside the lines in our daily lives. In sports and in life, nothing beats good sportsmanship. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics, along with the Southwestern Michigan stations of Midwest Communications. Black River back in action. They have the rock, and they promptly turn it over. Thrown out of bounds by Josiah Thomas as he was hounded by Matt Hartrink and Landon Miller. And a 3-0 lead for Saugatuck is looking to be extended as they come across the timeline. Carter Miller on the near wing. Hits Landon Miller on the high post. Give and go. Carter Miller from a different area code. Off the heel. Tracked down by Hartrink. Kicks it out to Vanderpool. Skip pass. Will Ayers. He's going to try the triple. And clangs it off right there. But Simmons lost the handle on it. Almost went out of bounds. He somehow saved it. And Jonah Vandermeer is going to try to go coast to coast for Black River and executes. Saugatuck 1-for-5 shooting the basketball so far. That was the first shot Black River's taken, and it's gone in, so it's 3-2. Pass from Carter Miller down on the block for Russ Vanderpool. He muscles his way into the bucket. Must miss his first three shots, but it's hard to miss from that far away from the hoop. Approximately 18 inches as Saugatuck keeps up the defensive pressure. Atif Usmani has it on the wing, leaves it off for Simmons. One dribble, jumper. Kicked off the heel, but in the motion of shooting, we get a foul. And Russ Vanderpool, check that, Matt Hartrink. The ref held up a 4. I thought it was a 5. We'll blame the stats team back in the studio for that one. Just kidding, that was my bad. But in any case, Josiah Thomas heads to the stripe. And he knocks down the first one just like that. It's a 2-point game, 5 minutes, 25 seconds to go, first quarter. And it's a 1-for-2 kind of trip to the free throw line as Vanderpool hauls in the rebound. And here come the Trailblazers. Will Ayers spins into the corner, has nowhere to go with it, but throw it into the hands of Kai Norman. And Saugatuck is on the break. Check that, Black River, and it's rejected. Russ Vanderpool. Up ahead for Matt Hartrink. It's loose. It's on the floor. It's all over the place. Who's got the rock? And it's back. It's a track meet. Black River has it now, and it's another turnover, throwing it in the hands of Will Ayers. So I believe that was 2 turnovers by each team in the span of 20 seconds. Now we're going to get a reach-in foul against Black River. To settle things down. That's Aaron Summit's second foul and the third one on Black River with just over 3 minutes gone here, first quarter. Vanderpool has it, kicks it out top for Miller, working on Norman, crosses over, nowhere to go, drops it in the corner for Hartrink. Skip out pass to Vanderpool, and he's too strong. Landon Miller cleans up the mess, goes high off the glass, can't do it. Will Ayers tries the same. It bounces around like a pogo stick, ends up in the hands of Jonah Vandermeer. For Black River to calm things down a little bit. As a lot of shots have been fired up by Saugatuck, but not a lot of them are going in the basket. That pass tips, but goes right to Kai Norman. 2 dribbles, and he's finishing at the rack. 5-5 now. Black River has calmed down after that timeout, and it's stolen by Kai Norman. Picked off the lazy pass right there, and he's got back-to-back buckets to make it 7-5 in favor of the visiting River Rats. They have a pretty strong contingent here, being out of the Holland area. Matt Hartrink trying from deep, and he's going to tickle the twine. His first shot of the night goes down, puts the Trailblazers back up, 8-7, 3:35 first quarter, and rolling. Here's Black River bouncing into the corner for Vandermeer. Somehow, Russ Vanderpool stole that pass. I thought it popped off his leg and might have been a kick, but no call from the referee, and he ends up with the basketball. He now totes the pumpkin on the far wing. Dribbling in, left hand, right hand, it's poked away. Norman ends up with it for Black River. They got numbers 3-on-1. Bounce pass to Vandermeer. He can't handle the hot one. Norman gets it back somehow. Into the corner, trapped, throws it out for Josiah Thomas. He's hounded by Matt Hartrink, goes right through a tribe of Trailblazers, puts it off the window, and it's cleared away by Saugatuck. Ayers with the rebound. Quick trigger, Hartrink too strong. And that's Thomas coming back with it for Black River, but it's stolen away. Hartrink up ahead, all alone, leaves it off for Russ Vanderpool. And Vanderpool gets the bucket as Hartrink gets the assist. 10-7 Trailblazers. As that pass is almost picked up by Vanderpool. He's out by the half court line as Vandermeer dribbles from the far corner. And somehow it gets stolen by Matt Hartrink. Will Ayers on the break. Vandermeer comes in with the jackhammer. to block it out of bounds, and that gets the Black River faithful rowdy right here in front of us in the press box. Our stats team can hardly keep track of how many turnovers each team has had in 6 minutes of play. Their best guess is 8 for Black River and 4 for Saugatuck with 2 minutes and 19 seconds as we set down for the moment. Cass Stanberry comes on for Landon Miller. And Will Doucette comes on for Will Ayers. He gets the inbound pass. Kick out, Carter Miller wide open. Can't hit. Rebound, Stanberry. Back to Miller. Same spot on the wing. Now he drives. Leads off for Hartzerink. Good ball movement from Saugatuck, giving it to Vandepol in the corner. It goes around the top of the key. Cass Stanberry right back to Vandepol, right in front of the Black River bench. He drives left-hand baseline, drops it off for Carter Miller. Too strong. He plays catch with Vandepol over the backboard. Check that, over the rim. And the height advantage of Saugatuck there wins out as Vandepol pulls in the rebound, gets the putback and the bucket. And on the backside, Black River tosses another one out of bounds. 9 turnovers and 7 points for Black River. As the referee's blowing the whistle for a equipment timeout, Matt Hartrink has to tie up the laces down here on the baseline. Now we're good to go as the referee with the basketball tosses it into the crowd and back, having a little fun with some Saugatuck fans down there courtside. We're up here in the crow's nest, being your eyes and ears tonight. Adam Cameron in the studio, Eric Van Swal on the call. We got a push on Black River. That's Julian Fowler into the game, seeing his first minutes for Black River. He was guarding in the post on Russ Vandepol. Vandepol got the lob. It was a great pass from Carter Miller, and he got bumped enough for the referee to warrant a foul. Inbounded to Carter Miller out top. Swung to Vandepol. One dribble. Tries to go by Usmani. Spins back to the middle and finishes right there with a right-hand hook shot. Great move from him. He caught it in the short corner. Went one dribble baseline. Spun back to his right shoulder. And Usmani was nowhere to be found. 14-7 now. Saugatuck. As Black River has the basketball. And just like that, they don't have the basketball. It's a turnover. But Stanberry, who stole it, ripped it right out of the hands of Levi Benson, who's into the game here for Black River. And Black River's not going to have several subs come on. But as he ripped it out, he backed up, fell into out-of-bounds territory. Vandermeer and Usmani sit down. Kai Norman comes back on the floor, as does Aaron Summit. He is the intended receiver of the inbounds pass, tracks it down. And a stop-and-go from Josiah Thomas. He ends up on the floor with Will Doucette. It's a scrum once again. This game at points has looked more like rugby than basketball, with several players ending up on the floor and having a little fun down there. It's another jump ball. This time it favors Saugatuck with 51.8 seconds to go in the first quarter. We're going to get an official discussion here as to whether the possession arrow changed correctly the last time, because it did not change correctly the first time around. Darian Denham of Black River is arguing that it should be their basketball. And there's a conference in the meeting of the minds. No signal yet from the officials. And they're going to maintain the status quo. It's going to be Trailblazer basketball going the length of the floor in their home white uniforms with 51.8 to go. In the first quarter, they got a 14-7 lead. Trying to add to it here. It's Ayers to Vandepol. Over to Carter Miller. Thought he might have traveled. Reverse layup from Stanberry off the pass from Miller. Will Ayers gets the rebound, gets his own rebound, and puts it in. 16-7 now with Black River coming at the floor. Julian Fowler tries from long range. tracked down by Vanderpool. He was falling out of bounds and saved it off of a Black River player. And it ends up in the hands of Will Ayers. 10 seconds on the clock. Scramble for it. And is there going to be a foul call? Nope, they're going to say Saugatuck was out of bounds. So it's going to be Black River basketball as Vandermeer comes back on the floor. And Levi Benson has a seat. Norman gets the inbound. Gives it back to Josiah Thomas. Thomas is on the near wing. 5 seconds to go. Norman has it. Doesn't look at the clock. Vandermeer doesn't see the clock. And no one on Black River had any idea how much time was left as they just dribble it around, pass it to each other, and run out of time. And that's all the time we have on the first quarter. It's 16-7 Trailblazers as we head to the second. This is Saugatuck basketball on the Lake Shores, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Hi, this is Patty Meyer from the Felt Estate. Every Friday is a double shot Friday on the Lake Shores Wake Up Call. Listen to win tickets to the Felt Mansion right here on 92.7 The Van.
And we're back with Trailblazer basketball. As Jonah Vandermeer takes the first pass of the second quarter, tries to light it up for three, no good. Matt Hartrink on the other end does the same thing with the same result. But he follows it up with his own miss and gets the basket to put Saugatuck up 18-7 now. Things have slowed down a little bit as Saugatuck has relieved the three-quarter court pressure. They're still in that 1-3-1 defense as Kai Norman is tripped up by Carter Miller, and he picks up his first foul of the day. And the second one for the Trailblazers. And now it's inbounded by Black River. Down 11 with a minute gone in the second quarter. Vandermeer splits the double team, puts up the short corner jumper. And Will Ayers hauls in his fourth rebound of the night. Vandermeer, the only Black River rat to shoot the basketball this quarter, to no avail as Cass Stanberry put one up and Landon Miller hauls in the rebound. But it's stripped away by Josiah Thomas. He's off to the races. He gets bumped from behind by Stanberry, and that's going to be his first foul of the night as well. Saugatuck shooting 50% from the floor in the first quarter, 7 out of 14. Black River shooting 75 as Matt Hartrink steals the inbounds pass and scoops and scores. That's 13 Black River turnovers now. And that's coincidentally how many points Saugatuck leads by. Thomas driving in, kick out, Vandermeer, three's on the way. Can't hit. Vanderpool now with his fourth rebound. I was going to say Black River was shooting 75% in the first quarter as Stanberry is run out of bounds by Summit. And he's going to be summoned to the bench with his third foul early in the second quarter. Atif Usmani back in as that is the fifth foul on Black River. Thomas and Fowler, the only other rats with fouls. Hartrink and Stanberry and Carter Miller with fouls for Saugatuck. Screen the screener play for Will Ayers results in 3 points from the corner. Absolutely no one within the same zip code as him, and he buries it. 23-7 now. Saugatuck well on advantage. Julian Fowler dribbles it, loses the handle on it. Russ Vanderpool stole it momentarily, but his foot was standing out of bounds. He didn't realize it, thought it was off of Black River. And it was not. Now we're going to get a timeout from Saugatuck. Check that. Black River is apparently calling a 30-second timeout. So we're going to throw it over to the band. Trailblazer basketball on the Lakeshores, 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. I'm Eric Van Swall with Adam Cameron back in the studio. Happy to bring you this broadcast on a Friday night, Title IX night, as the boys' game is almost halfway over and the girls' game will be partaking after this. Tale of two teams with opposite records. Black River 3-6. Saugatuck 6-3 as Aaron Summit powers his way to the basket with those three fouls. And gets one back for Black River. 23-9 now as Landon Miller's falling out of bounds. Somehow gets it over to Will Ayers. Gets it back. Thought about it. Traveled, but no call from the referee. Pump and go from Vanderpool, and he's going to go to the charity stripe. Sixth foul on Black River. We'll see who it is. That's Jonah Vandermeer's first foul. Saugatuck will be shooting free throws the rest of the way in the second quarter on any non-player control fouls. From Black River. Annapole's first time shooting free throws tonight. And the first one doesn't go his way. He's 3 out of 7 from the field with 6 points. He's behind Matt Hartrink and Will Ayers, his teammates, in the scoring column as they both have 7 apiece. Check that, Will Ayers actually has 8. And Vanderpool narrows that gap by hitting the free throw and getting to 7 himself. So here's Black River. Will Ayers comes in and just takes that one right away. 14 turnovers to 9 points for Black River, and that may be the stat to watch tonight. High-low to Landon Miller at the elbow. Drops a beautiful bounce pass to Russ Vanderpool, and he blows the bunny. Here comes Black River the other way. Shot is up from Vandermeer, nowhere close, and it results in a jump ball as Vanderpool and Usmani came down with it at the same time. It's going to be Saugatuck basketball as Cass Danbury comes off and Carter Miller comes on for the Trailblazers. 4.5 to go prior to the halftime horn. And it's a 15-point lead for your hometown Trailblazers. Vanderpool wants more. Cannot get it from long range. It squirts all the way out. Comes into the hands of Jonah Vandermeer, who hits his first bucket of the quarter. And Vandermeer now has 4 points for the River Rats. Ty Norman also with 4. And Vandermeer with the steal. And it's going to be a reach-in foul on Saugatuck. Yeah, it's Vanderpool's first one and the fourth one on Saugatuck with 4:03 to go in the second. Landon Miller checks out and Will Doucette comes on in. Hartrink out top against Vandermeer. Gets a pick by Kai Norman. Now guarded by Carter Miller. Puts up the tray and he drills it. It's 24-14, and Vandermeer is feeling it, hitting his last 2 shots. He's got 7 now. Matt Hartrink with some nifty footwork inside. Almost got the hoop in the harm, but it's going to be on the floor, so he's going to get a 1-and-1 opportunity here. As that is the third one on Aaron Summit, and the 7th one on Black River. So we had Summit for 4. So there's one out there that is incorrect. Someone else has 2. Hartrink rolls it in. Gets them both. And so it's 26-14 as Julian Fowler is back in for Black River. Swung all the way over for Norman. Now back to Fowler, who came down on the far side block. And it was tipped out of bounds by Will Doucette. Thomas to trigger it in underneath his own basket, and he is rejected by Will Ayers as it goes off the wall. And now he gets it inbounds for Usmani. Hartrink almost picked the pass. Vandermeer spins, fires for three. Can't hit. Carter Miller snags the board as Vandermeer has come out firing this quarter. He's now 2 for 7, and only Aaron Summit has shot the basketball for him. Matt Hartrink tried a three from the corner. It rimmed out, and Vandermeer comes away with it for Black River. Bounces inside for Usmani on the near block. He's stripped, and that is the 15th turnover of the night for Black River. They have 14 points. Will Ayers hits Will Doucette on the block. He spins. Kai Norman with a great effort to get back. Force a missed shot right there. Cannot say enough about the effort for him. Doucette caught it all alone on the block. Norman was up at the elbow. Came back to deflect that shot just enough for Black River to get the rebound. And it's Josiah Thomas. He tries to bounce it inside, and he turns it over. Make it 16. 2:30 to go before halftime. Ayers working on Thomas. Now Vandermeer comes over for the double team. The follow away bounces in for Will Ayers. Give him 10 on the night to lead all scorers. He's working on trying to beat Black River all by himself, and they're 14. Step back from Thomas. That was pretty, but it did not fall. And we're going to get a jump ball. Just going to stay with Black River here. As Sanberry comes on for Will Ayers, a well-deserved rest for him with his 10 points and 4 rebounds to lead the way. Vanderpool has 9 points, excuse me. I miscounted our stats team's numbers earlier. So 9 points for him, 9 for Matt Hartrink, and 10 for Will Ayers. And that's your scoring as Vanderpool drives in and gets the blocking call. Jonah Vandermeer laying on the floor. Can't believe it. He thought that was a charge all day and tomorrow. But it's going to be his second one. And give Vanderpool a chance for a 1-1 at the stripe. Buck 53 on the clock has stopped. The score is doubled up right now. 28-14. Vanderpool makes it 29. Second one upcoming. And he hits it. It's 30-14. Saugatuck over Black River a couple minutes before half. Almost a backcourt violation right there from Black River. Vandermeer was able to get over the timeline. Skip pass to Usmani in the corner. One dribble floater. No rebound. Fowler for Black River, and he is hounded. Gets fouled on the floor. Great effort from him as a couple Trailblazers were in there. And they're going to tag Doucette, I believe, with his first foul and the fifth one on the Trailblazers tonight. That is indeed the case, and Black River runs the line inbounds plays into Vandermeer in front of the Saugatuck bench. Now Thomas with a fake. Back to Vandermeer. Spot up, catch and shoot, air ball. He's not afraid to let it fly and has done so this quarter as Vanderpool, two dribbles, right hand, bounce pass to Will Doucette with the reverse layup. It stayed up on the rim for what felt like an eternity and fell off as Vandermeer comes away with it for Black River. I feel like he's the only one who's touched the basketball this quarter for Black River. Kai Norman has it, driving in on a drive of Trailblazers, and there's a reach-in foul from Carter Miller. That's going to be his second, team sixth, with a minute to go before the halftime break. And you may think the halftime break means we're halfway over tonight, but that's not the case. As it's Saddle 9-9, be sure to stick around for the girls' game, starting approximately 15 to 20 minutes after the conclusion of the boys' game. And there's a backcourt violation from Black River. 17 turnovers to 14 points. Saugatuck maintaining well. They only have 7 turnovers here. As they may look to hold for the last shot with a 16-point lead. And 45 seconds on the clock before halftime. High, low, bounce pass from Vanderpool to Doucette. Stripped away, making it 8 turnovers. Josiah Thomas comes out of the pile. Goes all the way down, hits Kai Norman. Pump and go. Right-hand floater, and he hits it. That's his third shot attempt and third basket. Pretty good shooting percentage for Mr. Norman tonight. He's got 6 points to go along with 2 rebounds. As Doucette is on the block, he puts it up, no good. Gets his own rebound, can't do it. Vandermeer cleans up the mess with 10 on the shot clock, 10 on the game clock. He's at the top of the key, leaves it off for Norman, into the corner for Thomas, 5 on the shot clock. They didn't realize that there was time running out at the end of the quarter last time. Norman realizes it this time. Fade away and gets blocked. He's trying to ask the ref for hand contact on that. No call, and that's how we head to halftime. The Trailblazers with a 14-point lead. It's Saugatuck basketball on the Lakeshores, 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. And we're back, folks, with some halftime stats before you hear about the MHSAA today and some other messages at the Saugatuck Trailblazer halftime show here on the Lakeshores, 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. The stat of the night, outside of the big one on the scoreboard, 30-16 in favor of the Trailblazers, is turnovers. 17 turnovers for Black River to their 16 points, only 8 for Saugatuck. And that allowed Saugatuck to shoot 10 more shots than Black River. So despite Black River shooting 7 out of 15 for 46%, and Saugatuck only shooting 44%, they shot 11 out of 25 and also hit 6 out of 8 from the free throw line, while Black River was 1 out of 2. Points leaders, the top 3 for the game, all for the Trailblazers. Russ Vanderpool has 11, Will Ayers has 10, Matt Hartrink has 9. And that's all the scoring for Saugatuck right there. For Black River, Kai Norman with 6, Jonah Vandermeer with 5, Aaron Summit with 2, and Josiah Thomas with 1. And that's all the scoring for Black River. We're going to toss it over to the messages, bring you back for the second half in a few minutes. It's Trailblazer basketball right here on the Lakeshores, 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.
Best prizes, best music, best listeners along the lake shore. Take us along on the free mobile app, too. 92.7 The Van.
And we're back with the second half of Saugatuck Trailblazer basketball here on the lake shores. 92.7 The Van. 92.7 The Van. .com. 30-16 advantage for the Saugatuck Trailblazers. Black River comes out with the basketball to start the second half. It's Thomas into the corner for Usmani. 3 ball, air ball, right to Kai. Check that, Aaron Summit. And he hits the basket. Pick and roll, Carter Miller to Landon Miller, and Landon Miller traveled with it. He ran into a defender as he was diving to the basket, but he caught it and stumbled a little bit and failed to dribble. So it's going to be 30-18, and it's going to be Black River basketball. Three-pointer is up and on the way from Josiah Thomas, and it's down as well. That's his first shot attempt other than one in the second quarter, and he buries the triple try. Makes it 30-21. Driving inside is Russ Vanderpool, rebounded by Will Ayers. He's going to try from the corner three, short, gets his own rebound. A couple nice rebounds from him in the first half. Now Carter Miller tries a three, And Landon Miller's going to get called for an over the back. As Carter airballed that one just a little bit. Will Doucette comes on for Landon Miller, and he is upset with that foul, as that's his second and the second one on Saugatuck in the second half. 30-21, Trailblazers. With 6.5 to go, as that pass was going to go out of bounds from Black River, but Matt Hartrink tapped it as he tried to pick it off near the sideline, so it's going to maintain possession are the River Rats. And it's inbounds for Thomas. Crosses up three defenders, goes right to the rack, and one! What a play from Josiah Thomas. He comes out of nowhere here in the second half. Must have had a good talking to at halftime from head coach Darian Denham, as he has pulled one from deep and just took that one all the way to the basket, right through the white sea of jerseys for Saugatuck. Can't quite get the old-fashioned three-point play, and Aaron Summit knocks that one out of bounds. Coach Darian Denham wanted to say that that was tipped out of bounds by Saugatuck or deflected, but to no avail. Black River now comes out with some three-quarter court pressure. It's a little bit of a matchup zone, and now they fall back into what appears to be a 2-3 zone. And it works as it's stolen away. Aaron Summit has the basketball, but he stepped out of bounds when he stole it, so it's going to stay with Saugatuck underneath their own basket with 5:44 to go here in the third quarter. Inbounds, gets it to Will Ayers, and it's blocked by Usmani. Usmani gets him again, but this time it's a foul. And Ayers goes to the free throw line. He'll be shooting two. .536 to go. It's a 7-point lead for the Trailblazers. It was 14 at half. Ayers hits the first one. So now it's 31-23. Black River's on a 7-0 run the first 2.5 minutes of the second quarter or third quarter up until that point. And Ayers gets that one as well. He's got a team high 11 points. Tied with his teammate Russ Vanderpool, and it's 32-23. Black River's not going away just yet like you thought they might at halftime. They're playing some inspired ball. Kai Norman tried to make it even tighter there with a three-pointer, but it was too hard on the shot, just skipped off the rim. And now Stanberry has it in the corner, and Saugatuck's got to take a timeout because Stanberry had nowhere to go with it, so it's going to be a 30-second timeout. And we're going to take a 30-second timeout as well.
With nothing but the best music 24-7 from the Elkhart Automotive Studios, 92.7 The Van. WYVN Saugatuck Holland.
And we're back out of the break, right as Josiah Thomas steals the inbounds pass and scoops it to lay it in, making it a 7-point game again. Sandberry dribbles it in, out to Doucette. Now man, Hartrink lines up a three, and it rims out. Ty Norman pulls down his second rebound right there as Hartrink has started the second half 0-for-2. And Josiah Thomas is playing some inspired basketball as that one rolls in from Atip Usmani. His first shot to fall. He now has 2 points, and it's a 5-point game. This was a 14-point game in less than 4 minutes ago. Black River can feel the momentum turning a little bit, and now they force a jump ball. And it is going to go to Black River on the jump ball as well. Coach Brian Ward bringing some reinforcements in as Landon and Carter Miller come on the floor for Will Doucette and Will Ayers. So the Millers for the Wills And they come back in the 1-3-1 defense that was working so well in the first half. Norman, not sure what to do, gets his pocket picked by Matt Hartering. He has it down in the corner on the Saugatuck offensive side and fires it out of bounds. He was connecting with Cass Stanberry when he threw it into the scorer's table out front. So with 4 minutes to go before the fourth quarter, it's a 5-point lead for Saugatuck fans. Stick around for the girls game after this dangerous pass right there from Norman, but it finds its target, Vandermeer. He goes in and gets the and one. It's now a 3-point game. Black River has come out hot in this second half. They're 6 out of 9 shooting. And that is the fourth foul on Saugatuck. I believe that was Vanderpool's second. But we'll have our stats team confirm that. As the old-fashioned three-point play is good from Vandermeer. And he's got 8. Now it's a 2-point game. Don't look now. My goodness, it is a 14-2 run for Black River as that foul is called against Black River. I think that's Aaron Summit. That's his fourth. So that's going to be key to see. And in the act of shooting was Matt Hartring. So he's at the stripe now with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And the free throw is good from Hartring. Saugatuck is 0 for 5 from the floor to start the third quarter. And more importantly, Black River has toned down the turnovers. They had 17 at the break. Now they only have 19. Saugatuck has only scored from the free throw line this quarter with 4 free throws, but those 4 free throws give them a 4-point lead. As Hartrink is defending Vandermeer, he comes across, gets it to Thomason in the corner, double teams, back out to Vandermeer. Great ball movement. Usmani for 3, nowhere close. Stanberry with the rebound, but it's stolen away by Julian Flowers. Fowler, excuse me. But then Fowler on the other end tosses it into oblivion and ends up in the hands of Saugatuck. We've seen several back-to-back-to-back turnovers tonight, and now Vanderpool lights the candle from downtown. Stems the tide a little bit. And it's a 7-point advantage for Saugatuck. Vandermeer thought about a 3, thought better against it, and it's stolen by Matt Hartering. He gets up the floor, racing to the finish line, and gets there before Vandermeer. And now it's a 9-point advantage. A quick 5-0 run. Check that 7-0 run right back for Saugatuck. And they're back up by 9. This game was a 2-point game moments ago as Thomas tries the 3, barely grazes the rim, if anything. Hartering trying to add to it, can't do it. Fowler hauls it in. Hartering has 4 points this quarter, 13 on the night. Vanderpool with 14, and it's stolen this time by Cass Stanberry. That's the 21st turnover for Black River, and it's given right back. Vandermeer takes it away as they were going high-low. And the lazy pass into Landon Miller ends up being an easy bucket for Vandermeer, who now has 10 points. And it's 39-32 Saugatuck with a 1:38 to go. And that was Josiah Thomas's 3rd foul. So a couple Black River players and the 4th one on Black River. As we got a couple substitutions and now we have a full timeout. I believe the full timeout was taken by Saugatuck. That is the case. It's a 60-second timeout. Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game, making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, and getting each call right. That's right. Game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like players do. You still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back. Maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics along with the Southwestern Michigan stations of Midwest Communications. Both girls' teams are suited up and waiting in their respective corners as they're getting ready to tip off in just a little bit. So stick around for that one. We're going to have a little bit of a break in between games, but we'll be here to entertain you, so no need to worry. You don't have to touch that dial at all. It's Saugatuck basketball night here on the Lake Shores, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. And the inbounds pass to Matt Hartzerink was completed, but the following pass to Carter Miller was not, and it squirts out of bounds. It's a seven-point game with under a minute and a half to go, third quarter, as Thomas brings it across half court, working on Hartzerink, and Hartzerink gets called for the second personal foul. Fifth one on the Trailblazers. This quarter, they better be careful going to the fourth. This might end up being a free throw contest, which so far is good news for the Trailblazers, as they are 9 out of 11. Check that, 10 out of 12 from the free throw line. Black River is 2 out of 3. Not a large sample size there. As it's in for Levi Benson, he loses the handle on it. And coming out of it is Matt Hartrink with 1 minute to go in the third quarter. It's down in the corner for Russ Vanderpool. It's up and it's out. And here comes Thomas for Black River. Some fancy footwork going all the way to the rack. And he gets it to go. I'm just flabbergasted. The man took one shot and two free throws in the first half and has come out like a lightning bolt here as Julian Fowler picks up his fifth rebound of the night on the Carter Miller miss. And it's going to be a foul on Saugatuck. That's six. That's Landon Miller and the sixth one on the team. Believe that's his third. But Josiah Thomas, two free throws and one shot taken in the first half. He is now 4 for 6 this quarter with 9 points. So he's got 10 for the game. And this time he gives it up to Matt Hartzerink, who's wearing a Saugatuck uniform. And he gets the easy deuce on the other end to push the lead back up to 7. He's got 6 this quarter and 15 on the night to lead all scorers. As that one is kicked by Carter Miller on the pass from Jonah Vandermeer with 9.6 seconds before fourth quarter. It's going to be inbounded by Black River by the scorer's table. It's Vandermeer. He's guarded out top by Hartzerink. Does he know? Down to 4. Down to 3. He's not even looking anywhere near the rim. And it's going to be a moving screen with 1.9 left. Not sure that they would have had a look similar to the first quarter, as they would not have done anything there. That's the fifth one on Black River. I believe that was Usmani clicking up his third. With 1.9, it's inbounded for Vanderpool. One dribble. Fires! And he can't get it to go. And that's how we're going to head to the fourth. 41-34. Saugatuck with the lead. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. After this, it's Trailblazer basketball on the Lake Shores. 92.7 The Van. And, of course, 92.7thevan.com.
Hundreds of radio stations on your smartphone? Just one good one. Get our free mobile app now for your iPhone or Android at 92.7thevan.com.
And we're back with Trailblazer basketball. Russ Vanderpool gets it swatted away. Ty Norman has it for Black River. He's in the far short corner. Takes the shot, no good, but it's a foul on the ground. That's going to be on Saugatuck. I believe it's Vanderpool. That's going to be a one-and-one situation. As that's the second one on him, but the seventh one on the Trailblazers. So the rest of the way, we're going to get free throws on any fouls from Saugatuck. So Aaron Summit is going to shoot for Black River. He has not attempted a free throw tonight. He is 2 for 2 from the floor, though, for 4 points. And his first arrow is true. Second one is up and also good. So it's a 5-point basketball game. Saugatuck 41, Black River 36. 7.5 minutes to go. Will Ayers double teamed down below. Black River gets the shot that they want underneath the basket, and it's tipped out of bounds by Black River. So Saugatuck retains possession underneath the hoop, and Vandermeer almost stole that without even looking. It hit him in his back, but it flipped over to Carter Miller. Now in the corner for Vanderpool. Far side Doucette. Will Ayers thought about a three, thought better of it. Picks up his dribble. Interesting pass, but finds Matt Hartrink. And now he picks it up, guarded by Norman. Throws it inside, and it's picked off by Summit. 15 turnovers for the Trailblazers. As Black River comes up the floor, and it's tipped and out of bounds. So Black River reinitiates. It's Thomas. He's been using the dribble drive effectively the second half. Tries to go through three Trailblazers. Ryan Ward wanted a charge, no call. Norman puts up the three, no good. Almost out of bounds from Vanderpool. He's able to save it. And up ahead to Matt Hartrink. He scooted out on the outlet pass, and it's back to a 7-point lead. 6.5 to go now. Thomas goes right through a couple Trailblazers, including Will Doucette, and finishes it. What a move right there. Doucette hit the deck. Thomas didn't care. Landon Miller's set to check back in, as it's still a 5-point basketball game. Russ Vanderpool from downtown leaves it short, try to chase his shot, but it's Thomas. He's off and running, getting chased down by Vanderpool. They're working on each other. Thomas fires, can't connect. And Matt Hartrink pulls down his third rebound of the night. He had Carter Miller open on the wing, didn't want it. Backdoor pass for Miller. It was tipped momentarily. He got a handle back on it, and now there's going to be a reach-in foul for Black River. Black River wanted a jump ball. That's Jonah Vandermeer's third foul, and the sixth one for Black River. Doucette comes off as Landon Miller comes on. So it's Miller, Ayers, Hartrink, and Vanderpool for Saugatuck. Thomas and Summit sit down for Black River as Levi Benson comes on along with Julian Fowler. It's them, Usmani, Vandermeer, and Norman, as now Fowler has to come off for some reason. Apparently he did not properly check in. And so now he's back on the floor as Saugatuck has the basketball underneath their own basket. Lob for Miller. Back pick for Carter Miller. What an inbounds play right there. Carter Miller shot out to the corner on the ball side of the inbounds play. It was lobbed up for Landon Miller. He got double teamed. Will Ayers set a back pick for Carter Miller, and he was wide open on the block for the bucket. Great time to pull that out for Coach Brian Ward as that one rattles in and out from Kai Norman from long range, and it's going to be Trailblazer basketball off the miss as it rolls out of bounds. 5:25 to go, 45-38. Saugatuck in the lead. Vanderpool down in the corner for Carter Miller. He hesitated, leaves it off for Ayers. One dribble, puts it up. Landon Miller rebound, tapped out. Fowler has it for Black River. Ayers has 1 point since halftime when he had 10. And it's stolen by Matt Hartzerink again. He goes all the way and finishes. Jonah Vandermeer has thrown it into the hand of Matt Hartzerink 3 times here in the second half, and he has picked up 6 easy points off of that. He has 19 tonight, as it's going to be a timeout from Black River. And we're going to throw it over to the band because we love when the Pep Band plays here, especially on special nights like tonight. This is Trailblazer Basketball on the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com. For Adam Cameron, I'm Eric Van Swal. Glad that you're joining us tonight. As Black River gets set to inbounds. And there's some confusion on the floor, as there's a substitution after the timeout. It looks like there is, almost looked like there was 6 Black River players on the floor. Vandermeer dribbles right into Vanderpool, and it's stolen away in any case. So all of that window dressing for nothing. Three-pointer was up from Will Ayers. That did not register the rim. And here comes Vandermeer with his 9 points and 6 rebounds. But he throws it in the corner for Fowler. And it's out of bounds. Black River approaching 25 turnovers as Josiah Thomas comes on for Atif Usmani. So 4 minutes to go in the game. It's a 9-point lead for Saugatuck. They're going to look to salt this one away as much as possible. There's been a couple runs from Black River, but a diving drive right there from Matt Hartzerink results in 2 more. He has 21 now of his team's 49 points. It's over to Josiah Thomas, and it's an 11-point basketball game. Saugatuck had a 14-point lead at the half. Kai Norman driving in, puts up the jumper, no good. Outlet for Matt Hartzerink. Can he get 2 more? Stopped by Vandermeer, but he leaves it off for Landon Miller. In and out. Miller gets it back. And gets to go to the line. But it was a 14-2 run by Black River. They cut it all the way to 2 points. And now it's back up to 9. Check that 11. As Landon Miller can't hit the first. Aaron Summit coming in for Black River as that one's off again. It's into the corner out of bounds, and it's going to be Black River basketball as Benson came out while Summit came on. 3:35 left now. Black River coming the length of the floor, down 11. They need an offensive spark. In the third quarter, it was Josiah Thomas. In the fourth quarter, they have a total of 4 points. Thomas has not taken a shot. He does right there. And is off the mark. Check that. He does have 1 2-point basket this quarter. As it's a given goal for Vandepol, he loses the handle on it. And here comes Jonah Vandermeer. one-on-one with Carter Miller. Carter Miller wins that battle, but Aaron Summitt gets the rebound and misses the follow-up as it rolls out of bounds. So Black River was shooting the basketball pretty stellar. They went 7 out of 12 in the third quarter, but are only 1 for 7 now in the fourth, as that pass was intercepted, but it's going to be a reach-in foul prior to the pass reception on Vandermeer. That's going to be his fourth, so both him and Summitt sitting on 4, and it's going to be 2 free throws for Will Ayers. Oh, check that. That is Vandermeer's fifth foul. And so he's going to have to go sit down as Usmani comes back in. His night ends with 12 points. As the free throw is good from Ayers. So 12 points for Vandermeer, and Ayers gets them both. So now it's 51-38 with just under 3 minutes to go. And it's going to be a full timeout for Black River. And we got a 60-second timeout. That means it's time for the band. Jerry Henderson is checking in for the first time for Black River tonight, the senior. Getting on the floor, and miscommunication between Ty Norman and Josiah Thomas as that ball go out of bounds. 26 turnovers for Black River, and I think that's what they're going to have to review on the tape when they get done with this one tonight, as there was a foul on the shot on Kai Norman. That's his first, eighth team foul. And here's Landon Miller at the free throw line. So Miller misses the first one. The second one upcoming here. He's 0 for 2 on free throws. Make it 1 for 3. And that pass was errant, but Thomas brings it down. It's 52-38, Saugatuck. In the boys' matchup tonight, the girls' one coming up after this. Norman misses the 3. And it's going to be Trailblazer basketball as it goes out of bounds with 2 minutes and 33 seconds to go. Inbounds for Vandepol. He dribbles up the floor, finds a wide open Matt Hartering, gets the layup, can't get it to fall, but he's fouled by Norman. Black River not letting up defensively, that's for sure. That's his second and the ninth one on Black River. Saugatuck has 7. Hartrink can't get that one. He's got 6 points this quarter. 12 in the half and 21 on the game as Brady Davidson comes in for Black River. Make it 22 as Hartrink gets that one. He's guarding Thomas full length of the floor here. Thomas gets it in the front court. Getting ready for the trap. Drops it off for Norman. Norman puts it on the hardwood. Finds Davidson near side. Two dribbles. Bounce pass inside. It's stolen away. It's a run and gun time, and it's Hartrink. Easy one for him. He's got 23 now. As a drive and a foul there, as Norman was going to the rack with 1:52 to go, and this one's been blown wide open. 55-38 lead. That's Will Ayers' first foul, the eighth one on Saugatuck, and there's going to be wholesale line changes on both sides. Four new Black River players, three new Saugatuck players, so it's going to be Matt Hartrink, Cass Stanberry, Will Doucette, Carter Miller, and Brad Moore for Saugatuck. For Black River, it's Brady Davidson, Kai Norman, Julian Fowler, Quinn Swalla, and Jake Carope. Norman gets them both to go, though. He's got 8 points. Third on his team in scoring. As there's under 2 minutes to go now. And we ask you to stick around during the break for the girls game after this as Carter Miller hits from deep. Now it's 58-40 with under 90 seconds left. It's all over but a formality at this point. Levi Benson takes his first shot, no good. Out of bounds on the rebound. It's going to stay with Black River. Minute 17 on the clock. Girls game should tip off somewhere around 7:45 Eastern Standard Time tonight. As the three is up and goes in and out for Jake Carapepe. Apologies for the mispronunciation earlier. Hopefully that one is a little more correct. As there's a reach-in foul, and for some reason Black River cannot stop committing fouls. It's Quinn Swallows first, and it's two free throw attempts for Cass Stanberry. Stanberry is off the mark. And now a reach-in foul on Matt Hartrink. With under a minute to play. Coach Brian Ward's having a laugh as he knows that that was unnecessary. Now Brady Davidson will go shoot free throws. That's his second and the ninth one on Saugatuck. Davidson gets the first one with 56.8 seconds to go. Second one upcoming. Can't get it. Gets his own rebound. Puts up the floater. And it ends up with Cass Stanberry. And now we got another whistle and a foul. My goodness. You would think this game was a two-point game the way these teams are fouling back and forth. But it's a 17-point game with 51 seconds left. Cass Stanberry's at the line shooting a double bonus. Second one's on the way, and it's good. So it's 59-41. Here comes Black River. No fouls, and there's a foul from Will Doucette. That's his second, and the team double bonus. So two free throws from Levi Benson now. And he banks in the first one. Misses the second one, and Hartering clears it away. Saugatuck, I imagine, will run out the clock. With 30 seconds to go and a 17-point lead, and that appears to be what they're doing as they're weaving it around out top. 20 seconds now. You like football, the 10, the 5, touchdown. More Hartering, 5 on the clock. 3, 2, 1, and that's going to do it here from Saugatuck High. The boys defeat Black River 52-59-42. We would appreciate you sticking around for the girls game and a truncated version of the post-game show for the boys. This is Trailblazer Basketball on the Lakeshores, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
We love the Lakeshore as much as you do, and around here, there's just one choice for great music and fun to get you going each day. It's the Lakeshore's Wake Up Call with Brent Allen on 92.7 The Van.
And we're back with the Saugatuck Trailblazer post-game show, where the Saugatuck Trailblazers were victorious tonight, 59-42 over the Black River Rats. It's a special night tonight, as it's Title IX night, and that is a presentation that we're going to have going on in the background. For those that don't know, Title IX is the most commonly used name for the federal civil rights law in the United States, and enacted as a part of the Education Amendments of 1972, prohibits sex and gender-based discrimination in any school or education program that receives funding from the federal government. So the totals for tonight for both teams, Saugatuck ended up shooting 20 out of 48, which is good for 41%. They were 14 out of 20 from the free throw line for 70%, while Black River was 15 out of 38 from the floor, good for also 40%, and 8 out of 9 from the free throw line for 88%. Matt Hartrink led all scorers with 24, Russ Vanderpool 14, Will Ayers 13, Jonah Vandermeer for Black River had 12, along with Josiah Thomas, who also had 12, and Kai Norman had 8. Those are your leading scores for tonight, but Saugatuck takes it. Let's take a break, and when we're back, we're going to have victorious head coach Brian Ward with us. It's Trailblazer Basketball right here on the Lakeshores, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Hi, this is Dave Lorenz from Pure Michigan. Join me each week for A Minute Around Michigan, brought to you by Right to Life of the Greater Holland Area, right here on 92.7 The Van.
And And we're back here with victorious head coach Brian Ward, where the Trailblazers took down the Black River River Rats tonight in the first edition of our doubleheader, 59-42. Coach, congratulations on the win tonight.
Appreciate it. It was a little bit of a different night for us. Obviously, we got the Title IX celebration going on in the background, and we switched with the girls, so we played the early slot. So really happy, though, with how we still came out, competed. Road ups and downs, and was still able to come out with a pretty decisive victory for us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we talk all the time about playing four quarters, and I think we can suffice to say that third quarter wasn't necessarily played to the fullest of what you were hoping for. Gave you a little bit of a scare there, but able to come back in the fourth and take it over.
Yeah, I mean, we had a couple kids out tonight, you know, some illness, some sickness, so we were down to eight. So we knew, like I said, knew things were going to be a little bit weird tonight. We knew we'd have some guys playing some extra minutes, some guys in some different spots. So, I mean, this had all the makings of a trap game, and quite honestly, I was worried coming into it just with so many different things going on. But kids responded well. Matt Harkerink had one heck of a game.
Absolutely.
He was just a monster up front there, causing problems. I'm pretty sure a couple of those Black River kids are going to have some nightmares about Matt in their dreams tonight, because, man, number of steals he got, number of layups, just huge game for him, and really probably the biggest reason we come away with that W tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he had 24 points, an unknown number amount of steals, and 10 points off turnovers that were easy buckets. So,
yep.
I mean, that's always big time for sure, and not only that, but you forced 29 turnovers for Black River.
Oh, yeah. Again, our defense, you know, our games where we play well, it's our defense leading to our offense, you know. So when we can get deflections, when we can get steals, when we can get turnovers, it gives us a lot of easy looks offensively and really kind of helps us get going in a night where maybe we're not shooting better, you know.
Absolutely. And tonight was one of those nights you shot exactly the exact same percentage as Black River did this game, but able to come up with a pretty, like you said, decisive victory. So,
And all the credit to them. I mean, they could have easily third quarter, they could have laid down and kind of given up, and we tried to tell the kids in the locker room that wasn't going to happen, that this team was very capable of coming back. You know, maybe they didn't believe me, but so all the credit to Black River. I think they got it to 4 or 5 points even at one point.
Down to 2, actually.
Oh, geez. So, but I mean, all the more credit to my kids for staying strong. I mean, you know, they could have, in years past, that would have been a breaking point for us, and we hung in there, and we clawed back, and we, like I said, made it a 17-point game. So
For sure. Well, we appreciate seeing the maturation of this team and being able to take that tough adversity and overcome it and get a victory like tonight, and love to see how the season's going for you, and we're excited going forward as well. I know the next one's on the road, and we haven't seen you in a little bit, but yeah, we'll be seeing you real soon.
We've been road warriors in January, so, but it's okay. February. I'd rather have a bunch of home games in February, so we'll finish the season out at home a lot.
There we go. Well, we're looking forward to that, and we appreciate you coming along as always. But let's get back to it so you can enjoy the Title IX celebration tonight as well.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And that, folks, is head coach Brian Ward right there celebrating his victory over the